AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Texas officials announced a state takeover of Houston's nearly 200,000-student public school district. It's the eighth largest in the country, and they're acting on years of threats and angering Democrats who call the move political. Shares of the globally connected Swiss bank Credit Suisse plunged and dragged down other major European lenders. At one point, Credit Suisse shares lost more than a quarter of their value, hitting a record low after the bank's biggest shareholder told news outlets it would not inject more money into the bank, which has been beset by problems long before recent U.S. bank failures. Former President Donald Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is appearing again before a grand jury in New York.
This hopefully, well, it's my last time, at least for grand jury, that's for sure.
What will they ask him?
I don't know. We'll see what happens when what questions that they ask, and then at the end, the grand jurors have an opportunity just to ask me some questions as well, and I'm looking forward to that.
Manhattan prosecutors are investigating hush money payments made to women on the former president's behalf. The cleanup has started in the Northeast from a big snowstorm. Michael Barberi's shoveling muscles are getting a workout in Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
The snow's heavy, a little bit of slush and ice at the base, which makes it a little bit harder. Take a few breaks, stretch out a little bit. Hopefully we don't injure any muscles today.
Peterborough, New Hampshire got almost 3 feet of snow. Remaining showers across Southern California are expected to decrease. A parting shot from the season's 11th atmospheric river, which flooded roadways, caused mudslides, and toppled trees. One man is dead, another still missing after floodwaters poured into a slot canyon in southern Utah, endangering a group of three hikers. Aaron Rodgers says his intention is to play for the New York Jets in the 2023 season. The four-time NFL MVP quarterback wants the Green Bay Packers to trade him. This is AP News. The grandson of the Iditarod co-founder has won the grueling race.
Six dogs pulled Ryan Reddington and his sled across the Iditarod finish line in Nome, Alaska. This was the 40-year-old's 16th try.
We failed quite a few times, you know, but we kept our head up high and stuck with the dream.
Reddington, who is in Nupiat, becomes the sixth Alaska native musher to win the world's most famous sled dog race.
It means everything to bring that trophy home. And yeah, it's been a goal of mine since a very small child.
The nearly 1,000-mile race started March 5th in Willow for nearly 33 mushers who traveled over two mountain ranges, the frozen Yukon River and on the Bering Sea ice. I'm Julie Walker.
South Carolina's Aaliyah Boston and Iowa's Caitlin Clark headline the women's AP All-American College basketball team. Boston and Clark were unanimous choices. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.